The Mind Map by David Morrison. Chapter 1. Homework. Lucha Valdez looked at the little yellow bird singing happily in a tree on the other side of the classroom window.
It's almost as beautiful as Eva Villa, he thought to himself.
Eva was sitting at the front of the class. Lucho could only see the back of her head, but he knew she was listening to every word their history teacher, Mr. Parra, was saying.
The problem is that I don't know anything about her, Lucho said to himself. I don't know what she does after school. I don't know if she likes going to the cinema, if she likes pizza, or if she has a boyfriend. I don't even know where she lives in Santa Marta, and I certainly don't know what she thinks about me.
And what do you think, Lucho?
Lucho's name woke him from his daydream.
Did you even hear my question, Lucho? Asked Mr. Parra.
The students at the front of the class turned round to watch the show. They were all smiling. Eva Villa had turned to watch too, but she wasn't smiling. For a moment, Eva looked straight into Lucho's dark, sad eyes, and he could feel his face turning bright red. Then she turned back to the front and said something to the girl sitting next to her. The girl laughed. Mr. Parra walked towards Lucho's desk. Lucho liked Mr. Parra, although he didn't like history class. There was too much information to remember.
Maybe you could tell us what I have been talking about for the last 20 minutes, Lucho, while you were looking out of the window, said Mr. Parra.
Lucho's heart felt heavy. He had no idea what to say. He looked down at his history textbook. The page was about the stolen past, and there was a photograph of a gold object that looked very old. Next, he looked quickly at the board and saw one of Mr. Parra's favorite things, a mind map.